the way I look at Neil Gorsuch is that he's basically Scalia 2.0. And as we all know, Justice Antonin Scalia, who passed away over a year ago, was a huge champion for private property rights. So the fact that we lost him was a big loss. But now we have a candidate in front of us who really hews from the same cloth as the late Justice Scalia. And what do I mean by that? I mean, he wants to preserve private property rights. He shares Scalia's preference for clear legal rules over vague standards. Not to mention, he's got a great pedigree for the job. He's currently the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals judge. Before that, he clerked for late Justice Byron White and current Justice Kennedy. So if he is confirmed, kind of an interesting piece of trivia here is that he'll be the first Supreme Court justice that is currently serving on the bench with someone that is also a Supreme Court justice that he clerked for. So kind of a neat little thing there, but he'd be a great person for the role.
And Yeager provides some insight into what the nomination of Jed Gorsuch would mean for cattle producers.
Having Gorsuch on the Supreme Court would be very good for cattle producers. He stands for objectivity in application of the law and clarity in the law. These are things that producers need to be able to understand how to comply with the law, and so that they don't have to be in fear of violating ambiguous and vague rules. He wants the narrow deference that's given to the agencies and how they interpret their regs. This is also good, especially for agencies like the EPA, where for the past 8 years we saw the EPA interpret their own authority very broadly. One such example is the WOTUS rule that we've been very opposed to, which regulates just about any feature that conveys water downstream. So he would stand to narrow that deference, which is called Chevron deference, so that the courts play more of an active role in determining whether or not agencies like the EPA are producing regulations that are legal or illegal.